up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or you love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. My voice sounded better, right? Ooh. Anyways, we're back again with another episode, another week, and another album to review. And this album here, and this week, I am reviewing the latest album from hip hop collective, Florida hip hop collective duo, Jesus Martinez with Back to the Basics. With their, well, this is an EP review, actually, not an album, but an EP. This is my first time listening to Jesus Martinez, and I will have to say that I'm a fan. I'm just gonna go right into it. I think the title is very fitting. You know, it is, I would say that this is definitely a basic formula within underground hip hop, especially for the lyricist of the underground world, or just the lyricist in general. I believe mainstream lyricists can pull this off as well, meaning that you just have to obviously know what you're talking about, have some rhymes, be dope with the lyricism, have a great flow, and have some pretty dope beats. And that's what Mike Martinez, who is both the one half, well, he is one half of Jesus Martinez, but he is both a lyricist and the producer of the group. That's what he does. You know, the beats on here were pretty good. He was pretty good on his own beats, but Jesus, I forget his last name, but Jesus being the other MC in the group, he was also dope. You know, these two definitely are a tag team that was made in heaven, you know, if you ask me. And again, for my first time listening to these two gentlemen, I became a fan because it was what I enjoyed about hip hop in general. You know, good rhyming. Conceptually, I love the concepts that were talked about on this album. I really love the concepts of natural eating, the concepts of just how messed up the American politics is right now, or just political figures not necessarily being the best representatives to hold the positions that they have, how corrupt the system is, how corrupt Big Pharma is, or just what Big Pharma is in the first place. Just the environment as well was another discussion point. A lot of talking points that you would likely hear me talk about or share my thoughts about on the Ernest Thoughts podcast, they talked about it here on this album. So of course there's a bias there when other people not just talk about the various topics that I talk about and I have an interest in discussing, but they make sense. They're not saying something stupid, you know, to be honest with you. They're not speaking mess, BS, whatever it is. They're not just saying things that they know nothing about. You know, there are a few artists, I'm not going to name names, that will talk about these things. And, you know, I credit them for even going that route and discussing the things that, you know, a lot of artists, especially within the mainstream, don't want to talk about. But they talk about it, and it's either a very, 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 very surface level, you know, it's very surface level, to the point where someone like me, I'm not impressed by what is being said because it's very surface level. And I'm like, I know more. I know this is much deeper than what you're putting off. And therefore, you know, I do credit you for talking about this thing, but it's very surface level. So you're not, number one, you're not teaching me anything new, because this is what I first learned when I first learned about this. I know I sound very snobbish right now saying these things, but I'm just telling you what goes through my mind. So it's that. And it's also the other aspect. You do have artists who will try to go, and they have in the past. They don't do it anymore because they know it wasn't working. But they try to, you know, they try to put on like they care about subject matters such as what I named and other subject matters that was discussed on this album. They tried to act like as if though they are well versed in it or they care about it when they really don't, you know? And that is also something that I can detect as well, and that just puts on my BS meter, and that adds on to having me having a bad taste in my mouth when I'm listening to that music or their music. But the complete opposite happened when I listened to this EP here by Jesus Martinez. It wasn't a bad taste in my mouth. It wasn't, you know, me eye rolling at the things that they were saying. It was me simply just saying, yeah, these two guys, they get it. They get it, and it's cool. And I'm glad to hear artists in general who seem to understand what the hell they're talking about. That's number one. Number two, over some nice, dope beats, because at the end of the day, it's music. So I understand not everyone is going to be super into what one might call preachy music, or one might consider too serious, too educational, whatever the case is. Although this wasn't necessarily that completely, you know, not everyone's going to be into it, even if it is a fraction of a project. People are still going to be turned off by it. So you still have to do something that's going to make people want to listen. And well, you know, that's mainly where the production comes in. You know, because it's not an a cappella album, so mainly that's where the production comes in. And as I stated, I think Mike Martinez did a great job, good enough job with the production on here that not only kept me wanting to listen to the music, but listen to what was said by both Mike and Jesus himself, or themselves. So, other than that, there's really not much else that I can say about this album. I don't necessarily have a con or cons, to be honest with you. So that's pretty much giving away the rating, but I'm going to say it anyway. I do give this a 9 out of 10. This is definitely a very dope project here. Glad that finally, you know, and I know we've only been in 2024 for a month now, so you know the year is still very young, but still it's good to hear an album or just a project in general finally this year that I can say, all right, I really mess with this, you know what I'm saying? So there's that. I do have favorite tracks, so we'll get into a commercial break and we'll get into my favorite tracks. Stay tuned. So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. Right, back with my favorite tracks, and I have three. So continue on with my new tradition of ranking my favorite tracks. I'm going from 3 to 2 to 1. So my third favorite track, the number three favorite track on this album or EP, I keep calling it album because it felt like it at times, but when you listen to it, that's another thing I have to say. When you listen to it, you can definitely tell it's an EP. But there were moments where it did feel like an album because that's how cohesive it was. So that's another compliment to just the organization of this EP here. But anyways, my first or number three on this list is Happy Place. Happy Place was the what I dub the feel good song on this album. Not that the other songs were not feel good worthy, or they had dark tones or anything, or at least 100% completely dark in tone. But Happy Place was definitely one of those tracks, and you can hear it, and I feel as though you can feel it, especially if you are liking the song, that it's a place, well, it's a happy place, duh, but no, it's a song, that's what I meant to say. It's a song that was meant to be that, like, it was meant to be it was the very last song on this EP, so it was meant to be like a closer, but let's end this off on a very positive vibe right here, and that's what this song is. So, you know, shout out to Jesus Martinez for that. Number two, I would have to say, is Back to the Basics. Back to the Basics being the title track for this EP. Again, it was a hell of a way to start off this EP in the first place, because it started off with hits, and there was moments where I was like, man, it's hit after hit after hit. I feel as though I'm going to, even earlier on in listening to, when I first listened to this EP, I'm like, I'm definitely going to enjoy this thing because of just how it seems as though it was hit after hit after hit, in my opinion. But, yeah, Back to the Basics is exactly what I was saying this EP is. It's back to the essence of hip-hop, the rhyming and the dope beats, the showing off the style of this is how what I can talk about, not just rhyming and saying things that rhyme, but also talking about things that matter and having dope rhymes and then having a dope beat to say all these rhymes, you know, over. So, you know, that was, you know, that played into my favorite, or well, one of my favorite tracks on here. And the number one is Wake Up. Wake Up, both these dudes, Jesus and Mike, both killed it on they killed it on all of the EP, but I would say this song in particular is where they both showed their mastery as far as lyricism. And of course, Mike's production on here was pretty dope as well, like with other, with his other beats and instrumentals on this EP as well. But it was just a show of their lyrical mastery, both Mike and Jesus on here. And again, one of the favored subject matters that was discussed on this EP here. So yeah, this was, you know, an EP that felt like it was catered to me and my taste, to be honest with you, you know, taste in hip-hop. So you're gonna say, well, you're biased. Well, number one, it's my podcast, so obviously I'm biased here. It's my thoughts here, and that will end off this episode. You know, I would love to hear your thoughts, though. If you've listened to this EP from Jesus Martinez, I'd love to know what you think. If you haven't, please check it out. Check it out, and you let me know your thoughts yourself. What do you think about this EP? What do you think about Jesus Martinez as a duo in general? Whether you're familiar with them or whether it's your first time listening to them, like it was with me, you know. So as I said, I'm a fan now, so I'm definitely going to be looking for more work from Jesus Martinez, and yeah, you'll hear more reviews from them, God willing, of course, on this podcast. But thanks for listening. Share the podcast out. Subscribe if you're not subscribed. Please rate the podcast. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who has been rating the podcast, who has been listening and sharing and all that good stuff. Supporting, it's greatly appreciated. Other ways you can support the podcast is by buying my Two Cents Podcast merch, affiliate with the podcast, links in the description box below on how you can do that. There are also ways to donate monetarily if you want to donate, you know, some to your boy, you know. There's some links down there, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, and then there's also just a separate donation link there. but a simple share, subscribe, and rating of the podcast and listening, of course, these are things that you can do freely, and they are just as greatly appreciated as you purchasing something or donating something as well. All right. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.